friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Missing 3-year-old found alive, and the man who found him says it was all God. Written by Kayla Koslowski. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christopher Ramirez, a missing 3-year-old boy found alive in Texas, is home safe and sound thanks to divine intervention. And the boy's rescuer, Tim Halfin, gives God all the glory for leading him to the boy's location. Christopher Ramirez went missing around 1:30 p.m. last Wednesday after he chased his dog into the woods by his house. Ramirez's mother, Araceli Nunez, knew something was wrong when the dog returned home without her son. Lost for 4 days in the woods, it was an answered prayer when the missing 3-year-old was found alive on Saturday by Halfin. According to FaithWire, Halfin was sitting in a Bible study on Saturday when he first learned about the missing toddler. ABC News reports that as soon as Halfin learned of Ramirez's disappearance, he felt called by God to go and search for him. At around 11:45 a.m., Halfin began searching for Ramirez in the woods near his home when he suddenly heard the voice of a child. "I said, 'Christopher, is that you?'" Halfin recalled. "Then he speaks again, and I'm like, 'Whoa, praise God!'" Soon, Halfin would stumble upon Christopher, who had removed all of his clothes and was in the woods alone. Halfin quickly called 911 to report the missing 3-year-old found alive and safe. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene with Nunez. "I don't know what to make of it," Halfin told Good Morning America. "All I know is he was found safe. When I picked him up, he started talking. He wasn't shaking, he wasn't nervous, the things I would expect. Maybe he just sensed, 'I've been found.'" Halfin added that it must have been divine intervention that led him to Ramirez. Before being found by Halfin, the county's sheriff's department had spared no cost looking for the toddler, deploying drones, aircraft, canine units, and search parties to find him. "Words cannot describe how I felt when I held him for the first time," Nunez said of being reunited with her son. "It was incredible." In a Monday news conference after the toddler was brought to the hospital, Nunez also called his rescue a miracle. God puts 7 off-duty firefighters on the right flight at the right time to save a man's life. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. During a recent flight, 7 off-duty firefighters were in the right place at the right time in order to save a man's life. The plane had left Boston, and shortly into the flight, one man started experiencing symptoms that related to a seizure. That's when 7 firefighters who were off-duty stepped in to save the day. Those men were Chief Christopher Coleman, Captain George McKinnon, Captain Josh Langlill, and Lieutenant Scott Langlill, with the North Attleboro Fire Department, Foxboro firefighter Corey Shepherdson, and retired firefighters Jeff Badger and Rich McDonough. "We saw a passenger that was extremely gray and not responding," shared Chief Christopher Coleman. "As soon as we recognized that there was a problem, our training kicked in. We did not even have to look at each other. We just simply knew what had to get done." The firefighters laid the man down in the aisle. Captain George McKinnon started performing CPR, while Captain Josh Langlill was getting the automated external defibrillator, AED. Chief Christopher Coleman helped by inserting an IV into the man. Thankfully, their efforts paid off, and the man's life was saved. "After the patient regained consciousness, we started an IV. We gave him some fluid, and he remained conscious for the entire flight," explained Chief Coleman. When the group of firefighters returned home, their town recognized them with letters of commendation after hearing about their bravery. But Chief Coleman knows that this is just what first responders are called to do. They are always prepared and ready to jump in when needed. "A firefighter is never off duty, and this proves it," shared Chief Coleman. "We do it every day, whether it's 30,000 feet in the air or on the sidewalk in North Attleboro. It's our job." God truly had these firefighters in the perfect place just when their skills were needed to save a life. God bless these heroic men.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.